The following program has been brought to you by Tabard Inn. Feast on eclectic American cuisine in their acclaimed restaurant or enjoy a cocktail and listen to live jazz in one of their cozy Victorian sitting areas. Mingle with travelers from around the world who find the Tabard the only place to stay when their travels bring them to Washington. For more information, visit www.tabardinn.com.
Welcome to Hot Grease. I am your host, Nicole Taylor. This Heritage Radio Network program is brought to you by... Jack just read the sponsor drop. Every week on Hot Grease, we bring people back to what's great in food. Culinary traditions, cooking at home, knowing your farmer, or even growing your own food. I spotlight good food fighters and the culture of the good food movement. From chefs to tastemakers to moms on a budget. Today, we'll be talking love and food. If you're listening live to Hot Grease on Heritage Radio Network, our live call-in number is 718-497-2128. Happy Valentine's Day, listeners. I'm excited to bring you a special Heart Day roundtable love and food chat fest. In the studio, we have fabulous New York-based people who have tons to say about food. Welcome, studio guests.
Hello.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
So we're going to do a quick go around the room, tell the listeners who you are, your blog or your business, and your relationship status. Let's start over here to my right.
Oh, Lord. Hey, so this is Trisha Okin talking. Actually, now I'm talking better. So this is Trisha Okin, and I'm a designer for web and mobile branding. And let's see. So website is papercutny.com, and I'm on Twitter, which is papercutny.
And your status, are you single, married, partnered?
Yeah, partnered. I have a boyfriend named Matt.
Okay, cool. So Trisha, we have her in the studio next.
Hi, I'm Donnie. I'm a food photographer, I guess, and I'm actually staring at those people outside eating.
Yeah, at Roberta's.
Really making me hungry. Yeah, so I take food photography. My blog is ultratech.com. I also run eat2blog.com. It's a food blog that I run. And I'm single.
Okay, all right. Next in the room, we have five people in the studio.
Hi, I'm Sarah, and I write about Queens food. I have a blog.
Queens in the house.
Yeah, represent. I have a blog Under the Seven Train, and then I write for Serious Eats about Queens.
Yes, yeah. Queens in the house. And what's your Twitter handle?
Sarah under the seven.
Okay, cool. And my favorite, one of my new favorite people in the room. All of you guys are my favorite people, but my new favorite person.
Hi, I'm Jeremy Fisher. I'm the founder and CEO of a site called Dynavore.com, and we do social restaurant recommendations. So if you're looking for a place to eat, you can check Dynavore out. That's Dinevore. And I am single.
Ah, Sarah, I forgot to ask you your status.
I'm married.
Ah, married. Two married. Okay, we have two married people, including myself. And last but not least.
Hi, I'm Kaylin Sanders. I'm with EscapeMaker.com. We're a guide to weekend getaways and day trips around the city, either by train or by car. And we're actually hosting the first inaugural Green Getaways Local Food and Travel Expo on April 30th. And I am single.
Okay. And you can be found, your handle is what?
Escape Maker. Yep.
Okay. Without an S.
Without an S.
Okay. So welcome, folks. If you're listening live, that's who we have in the studio. We're going to get straight to the questions. I was trying to remember the entire weekend, my first grown-up date night. And I was drawing a blank So what about you guys? Do you remember like the first dinner date with someone, like adult dinner date?
I do.
Ah! Tell me more.
I think the first adult date that I went on, I was probably a sophomore in college, and I was on break for the summer, and we went to Schiller's Liquor Bar. So I guess I'm giving my age away.
Where is that?
That's on the Lower East Side of Manhattan, and it's a Keith McNally place. And it was pretty new at the time and very hip and sort of right price point for a college student interning for the summer. And yeah, it was pretty fun.
Are they still open?
They're still open.
Ah, what about you, Sarah?
My first, I never really dated much, but my first formal date with my husband, we went to a Mexican restaurant on Roosevelt Avenue in Queens, and I got a pozole, and he was very impressed that I knew what to order at a Mexican restaurant because I'm not Mexican and he is. So that was the excitement for our first date.
So both of these places, Jeremy, I'm going to go back to you. Can we find these places on Dynavore?
You sure can. Well, I don't know what Mexican place it was, but I'm assuming if it's good, it's going to be on Dynavore. So.
Uh-huh.
It was probably a Tulsingo or one of those.
That's Tulsingo is definitely.
Yeah.
So anyone else, do you remember your first grown-up dinner date?
I think it was back in my freshman year in college, actually. I was dating a high school girl. took her to Santa Monica Pier.
Ah, Robin the Cradle in Cali in Santa Monica. Okay.
I think we had sushi. And I sort of got really nervous, and I was trying to hold her hand. While crossing the street, I actually accidentally grabbed her wrist instead. And so it's awkwardly holding her wrist while crossing the street. But I think we had sushi in Santa Monica, and then we went to the pier afterwards and just kind of, that was.
So I'm going to move to some other favorite. I had a great question about your favorite high, low restaurants, or even your favorite cooking at home meal. And I thought I would ask Kaylin this question from escapemaker.com, because you have tons of destination places. What are some of your favorites?
Well, actually, we went, we shot a webisode for agritourism last year, and the place that we ended up was called the Inn Spot on the Bay in the Hamptons, which was, you know, something out of Great Gatsby. It was just gorgeous at sunset. We had amazing meal that night, and that will always sit with me.
Is that your favorite high, low? Is that the high or low end restaurant?
That's the high.
Okay.
The favorite low would be Sammy's Fishbox on City Island.
Ah, cool. And so yeah. Sammy's, where's that? Is that in the Hamptons? Where's that?
Well, that's City Island?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's in the Bronx.
Okay, yeah. Never heard of
it.
Not
because of the food, just because it was really cold.
Okay, yeah. Okay. Trisha, high, low, or cook at home favorites?
Oh, I got all of them, actually.
Okay, let's hear them.
Our favorite low one, the one where Matt and I were first dating, was Faux Grand, down on Grand Street. Everyone's nodding their heads like, yeah, we know. It's this really great, inexpensive Vietnamese place. You can get a big bowl of pho for like $5, and you still got leftovers. It's great. Mid-range, we always used to go to Cafe Charbon on the Lower East Side as well. And Matt's favorite meal there was actually the hanger steak with the potatoes au gratin. And because of that, we actually started making that at home. Because his birthday is the 15th of February, so we don't really ever celebrate Valentine's Day. We just kind of smush it together.
Oh.
Yeah, so.
Does he like that?
No, yeah, he's not really like a, no, he doesn't really like Valentine's Day anyway. And so even for tomorrow, for his birthday dinner, we're making hanger steak with shallots and au gratin. And it's a great, like, make-it-home meal. It's
speaking of people who don't like Valentine's Day, so we have two single people in the house. Jeremy and Donnie. Single, right?
Three.
Oh, Kaylin. So I want to ask you guys, love or hate Valentine's Day? And really, if you love Valentine's Day, what would you do? What are you gonna do tonight, or what have you done in the past being single on Valentine's Day?
Well, I think from a restaurant perspective and a going out perspective, I'm going to be in the hate Valentine's Day category. Yeah. Because it's really just an opportunity for restaurants to charge you a lot more and give you worse food and worse service. And I think it's a little bit too commercialized. And I think my best recommendation, and I probably would never say this otherwise, is to cook at home. For Valentine's Day, but yep. There are some lists of some great Valentine's Day restaurants on Dynavore, and I think there are plenty of great restaurants that give you good food for a good value on any day of the year, including Valentine's Day. But I think overall, it's just, you know, do your own thing, and you don't have to go to a restaurant every day of the year.
So, what's your cook at home thing that you would do tonight, or if you're not going to do anything tonight, maybe next year or?
Yeah, so I really like to cook skate, actually. Yes. So I might do sort of a skate with brown butter and capers and maybe a nice kale salad. There's a great Mark Bittman recipe for a kale salad with pecorino and olive oil and lemon juice that I really like a lot. So that's one of my go-tos.
Cool. We are going to take a short break. 10 minutes goes by really quickly, right? And come back with more of my fabulous blogger, food-centric people from New York City. And we're talking love and food. Keep listening.
Breeze drifting on by, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day. It's a new life for me, yeah, it's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me, ooh, 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 ooh. And I'm feeling good. Fish in the sea, you know how I feel. River running free, you know how I feel. Blossom on the tree, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life.
This is a public service announcement from Heritage Radio Network. Every Tuesday at noon, Dave Arnold, the author of CookingIssues.com, will discuss new and innovative techniques, equipment, and ingredients. Call in with your own questions to see if Dave and the crew can solve your cooking issues. Again, that's Tuesdays at noon on the Heritage Radio Network.
Welcome back to Hot Grease on Heritage Radio Network. Check out our program schedule and show archives on HeritageRadioNetwork.com. If you've just tuned in live to Hot Grease on Heritage Radio Network, we are having a special Valentine's Day episode. And in the studio, we have five guests. Donnie Sang, Trisha Oaken, Jeremy Fisher, Sarah Markel Gonzalez, and Kaylin Sanders. All New York-based, either food bloggers or business owners. Just really cool people here in New York City. So we were just talking about high-low cooking at home restaurant thing. So I want to ask Sarah, because Sarah, we need a camera in the studio because you're married and you're also Pragers. And I want to ask you, do you have your favorite at-home mocktail? Because Valentine's Day and these special romantic days are sometimes always about
drinking.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've been just putting seltzer in everything, making it bubbly. That's the best, you know, any kind of fruit juice, because there's not much you can do. I don't know. I mean, I have some sparkling grape juice in the house, but I haven't opened it yet. Maybe tonight's the night. I don't know. But yeah, no, I just put soda in everything and make it.
Yeah. So did you have to go back and listen to the episode, two episodes ago, P&H soda?
Uh-huh.
They were on the show talking about soda and mocktails.
Oh, okay.
And cocktails. So let's talk chocolate. Overrated or what, y'all? What do you think? Donnie, never. Is chocolate overrated?
Yes.
Ah! Yeah. It's overrated, really?
You know what? I'm not a big sweet kind of person.
Yeah.
And I guess I just don't get chocolate, you know? I'm not really into, like, a whole chocolate bar. But maybe if it's like, I mean, my favorite dessert is actually a tiramisu.
Yeah.
And put like,
well, that's a lot of chocolate though, tiramisu.
Well, it's also coffee and booze and cheese. But yeah, I'm just not a big fan of.
Who likes chocolate?
I do.
Oh, you do? Okay, what's your favorite?
Gosh, you know, I go for the traditional, like, Hershey's bar, but I can also go for something really high-end.
So, where do you have your, because there are a few, like, chocolate bars that are here in New York City. I'm thinking about the Chocolate Room in Park Slope, because I think you live in Park Slope.
I do.
What else?
I mean, I like Jacques Torres, too. I mean, you can't go wrong with that.
and Jeremy, do we have, like, a list? I'm sure Dynavore has a list of chocolate spots in New York City.
Well, there's a bunch of dessert lists. Pichetong, the pastry chef, has a really awesome dessert list. But you know what? I'm not sure if there really is a chocolate list. So maybe a listener or somebody who's in the studio today can make one of those.
Uh-huh. And Trisha was so nice. What did she bring us, y'all?
Let's see. I brought, for my February promo for clients and prospective clients, I did customize M&Ms with my logo and my slogan on them. So
they're really cute, y'all. They're like in this clear box, and some of them say designed by Papercut.
Yeah, and the other ones say painfully good.
Love
and
it.
So that's essentially my slogan, painfully good design by Papercut. Yeah. And it has like my little blood drop logo on there. And they're red and white, like M&Ms.
So speaking of custom design candy, I thought I was gonna do all this research. I didn't have time on. Do you guys remember the sweetheart conversation? Oh, heart God. Things?
I hate those.
Yeah, sure.
Things.
The little sugar
candy. Yeah, they still sell them, huh?
They do.
Did anyone buy any?
Ugh. No. Definitely not.
Now everybody was like, yeah, because I wanted to look today. I was going to stop by the store and like pick them up and look at the ingredients. What the hell? What is it? What's inside of the conversation hearts?
Chalk.
Do you know, Sarah?
I think it's a Tums.
You know what? It is kind of the same consistency as a Tum, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, it just sort of melts.
Well, you probably know a lot about Tums right now, huh?
Yeah, not... I don't know. They taste like Pepto-Bismol to me, actually.
Oh, yeah.
But talking about customized candy, there's a chocolate company called Chokri that lets you order customized chocolate bars online.
Oh, okay,
that's pretty cool.
Cool.
You can put basically anything you can dream of in them, and they now have an executive who's based in the U.S. as well. I think it's a German company, probably.
Yeah. Oh, cool. I love Voss Hot Chocolate. They're in Soho, but I think they started out in Chicago. And who else do I love? Oh, my gosh. Why is it escaping me?
Mass Brothers?
Oh, God. I collect the wrappers from Mass Brothers, and I actually frame them. I have, like, three or four of Mass Brothers. I love them. But the one that's blue and chocolate, and they're on Atlantic Avenue. Why is it escaping
new
me?
New.
Yeah. Psh. That's my favorite spot, chocolate. And actually, a small tidbit about myself, some people may or may not know, I actually owned a gourmet chocolate candy store for like 8 years before I moved to Atlanta. So, okay, so we half of the people in the room were saying, yay, chocolate. Donnie Sanders overrated. Yeah, but he loves tiramisu. So I'm seeing that social media is basically buzzing with all these cute messages. Happy Valentine's Day. Give love year round. And then I'm seeing a whole bunch of rants from single people. So what the hell do you do when you're happily single or like lonely on Valentine's Day? Or really, I'm not even going to say Valentine's Day. Really any holiday. So all my single people in the room, what are you guys doing? What do you suggest the single people who are listening to this now are going to listen to it tomorrow and the next holiday is going to come up and they're going to be all sad but pretending that they're okay?
I recommend you go on a radio show.
That's a good one.
Or bake for other people.
Two distractions. Donnie, what about you? What's your recommendation?
Well, actually, tonight I'm crashing my friend's party. They're having a dumpling party.
Oh, okay.
They're making heart-shaped dumplings.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
But I'm just going to go and eat all the dumplings.
Well, hey, it might be some single people in the house.
Maybe.
Yeah. So, okay, so Donnie's saying crash a party or basically just go eat with friends. Distractions. I'm hearing Jeremy saying just distract yourself. and come to a radio show. Kaylin, basically the same thing, huh?
Dinner with friends, and also my friend from California actually just sent me homemade red velvet cookies.
Oh, so, God.
Yeah.
Here we go. Yeah. Oh, God. Red velvet.
Yeah. So bake for other people. That's definitely on the list.
I have to bring this up. I have to bring the red velvet cake up. I promised I was going to retire the topic last week. And then I was mentioned in an article that got reposted on Yahoo, and like 40,000 people read the article and they crashed the site. Wow. So who loves red velvet cake?
I'm obsessed. I'm Jeremy, totally obsessed.
I could take it or leave it.
You could take it or leave it? Okay. I got to do a round the room, round robin on the red velvet cake. Sarah, let's hear it.
I'm not a fan.
Not a fan. No. Okay. Yeah. Donnie, red velvet cake. Because this seems to be the dessert beyond chocolate of Valentine's Day.
I actually love red velvet cakes.
Okay. And last but not least, what's your verdict? Hate it or love it?
I don't think I've ever actually had a really good one, and I really want to try a good one.
Yeah. I should have brought those cookies in for you.
Yes, please.
I don't know about the red velvet cookies. I think you got to have a real, real cake. So I need to, yeah. So, Jack, I don't know if this, am I really putting this to bed or what? I'm not. It lives on. Okay, y'all, 10 minutes gone again. Okay, last segment. Keep listening, listeners, if you're listening live. We are talking love and food and on Hot Grease today.
Here comes the sun, little darling. Here comes the sun, I say. It's all right. It's all right. Here comes the sun.
Welcome back to Heritage Radio Network. I'm your host, Nicole Taylor. Hot Grease is produced and engineered by Jack Inslee. Let me give a Southern Girls hug to Roberta's Restaurant. All the people are looking in on us today. The patio here at Roberta's. Roberta's is located at 261 Moore Street in Brooklyn, New York. And it's also the location of two sustainable shipping containers known as Heritage Radio Network. The weather is beyond gorgeous in the Big Apple today. A perfect day for romance and the Hot Five. The Hot Five is a rundown of five things on fire in the good food movement. Influencers, farmers, celebrities, business owners, and chefs dish on their favorites. Our studio guests, all five of them, will be giving us one food that makes them feel love. So, number five on the Hot Grease Valentine's Day edition. Trisha, let's start with you. Number five on the Hot Five.
I would say any specialty meats at all.
Ah, specialty meats, darling.
I made duck breast prosciutto recently.
Oh, my God.
And it's just like, that duck fat is just magical. I just ate it. I was like, oh, my God. It's so good. It's amazing. So like anything that's like really decadent like that, not necessarily sweets, but like I think specialty meats.
Specialty meats.
Cured meats, yeah.
Is Trisha's make me feel love.
Yeah, totally.
Of item. Okay, yeah. So that's number five on the Hot Five meats. Four, Kaylin, tell me.
Cheese. Any kind of cheese.
Cheese. What's your favorite spot to get cheese?
Well, actually, I mean, I travel all around because of my job. We go up through Hudson Valley in northern New Jersey. So we go out to different farms. We actually went up to Madison County and tried a chocolate cheese last year, which was amazing. So I'm all down for trying cheese wherever
cheese.
It is.
It's so comforting. It definitely makes you feel loved, single, partnered, married, or whatever. Cheese, no doubt. And Sarah, darling, what is your one on this hot five countdown of making you feel love food?
What makes me feel love? Mashed potatoes.
Yeah, that is a good one. What's your mashed potato recipe? What's your secret?
A lot of butter and a fair amount of cream. Yeah.
Food 52 has like the best goat cheese and caramelized onion mashed potato.
Food 52 is amazing.
I know, right? Shout out to Food 52. They get a lot of shout outs at HRN. So that's your favorite, huh?
Right now it is, definitely.
Do you use a ricer or do you hand
mill? Food mill.
Yeah. So number three on the Valentine's Day edition of the Hot Five, Jeremy. So you're going to give us number two on the list.
I would say a really ripe piece of fruit. And if I have to pick one, I'm going to go with a peach.
Oh, that's kind of sexy, right? A peach. Are you saying peach because I'm from Georgia? It's the Georgia peach thing, Jeremy. What's up with that?
I think peaches are just fantastic. And if that's what I would want for Valentine's Day.
A peach. Oh, that's kind of sweet, huh? Okay, peach, too. Ripe piece of fruit. And Donnie, number one on the Valentine's edition of the Hot Five.
I would go with shabu-shabu.
Shabu-shabu. Okay.
Yeah. It's the whole process of, like, especially do it at home. You go and prepare everything, cook everything together, and it's kind of hot, and, you know, drink some sake, but it's cold outside, and all sweaty.
So some of my listeners who are listening who don't know what shabu-shabu is.
Shabu-shabu is basically you buy, like, a bunch of raw ingredients, meat, fish, vegetables, and in the center have a hot boiling broth, and you just dip all the food in, and then you make it, you know, you cook it, dip it in hot, whatever sauce you like, and then you eat it, and you can, you know, just the whole process.
And you can feed it to someone,
right?
Yeah. It does make you kind of feel love, you're kind of sharing, you're dipping something. So number one is shabu-shabu on the Hot Five, the Valentine's Day edition. I'm going to go around the room again because I love all the people. I'm huge fans of everyone in the room, from Sarah to Donnie. He has some really hot photography. Trish is a genius, a designer. Kaylin and Jeremy. So I just want to go around the room again. Please tell everyone again your Twitter handle. Most of the folks who listen to Hot Grease are huge into social media. And just tell them briefly about what you do. We can start with Donnie.
My Twitter handle is UltraTech, and my website is ultratech.com, and I actually have a show coming up this Wednesday.
Okay.
Awesome.
At the mini bar in Carroll Gardens.
Uh-oh.
Starts at 7:30, and there will be pies from 4 and 20 Blackbirds.
Oh, my gosh.
I live
gosh,
right
I
near
love
there.
That.
I'm going to go.
What kind of show? Or what kind of?
It's a food photography show. I did a lot of behind-the-scenes stuff at Roberta's, Paula G's, and the pie shop.
I love Paula G's. What's up, Paula G? Paula G listens to the show sometimes. Okay, so check it out, people, if you're listening now. And Sarah, why did I didn't know you were still writing for Serious East. We love Serious East. Ed's been on Heritage a few times.
Yeah, I've been, I haven't written for maybe 3 weeks or 4 weeks, just because it's hard for me to eat right now.
Oh, damn.
So I haven't been...
I'm sorry.
I haven't been exploring as much. But yeah, last month it was my last article. But I'm Sarah Under the Seven, and Under the Seven Blogspot and Serious Eats.
And on Serious Eats, you write only about ethnic food or only about Queen stuff or what?
Pretty much, I have 3 different columns. One of them is Queens Roundups. One of them is tacos, which is all over the city.
Uh-huh.
And one of them is Mexican special dinners that different plates of Mexican food that people don't normally know about necessarily. So only one of them is only Queens centric, and then the rest of them are all over the city.
Gotcha. So folks, check out Sarah, Queens Ethnic Food, Serious Eats. Come on. Mm-hmm. Sarah's the bomb. Okay. And Kaylin.
Hi, I'm Kaylin. I'm with escapemaker.com. Twitter handle is escapemaker. Again, we're holding the Green Getaways Local Food and Travel Expo, sponsored by Heritage. So thank you very much.
Yeah, we're one of the sponsors.
Yeah, it's at Skylight of One Hanson on April 30th. And you can go to escapemaker.com to find out more about the show.
April will be here in a second.
Yes, it will.
Yeah. And last but not least, Jeremy Fisher, darling.
So my Twitter handle is Jeremy H. Fisher, or you can find me at Dynavore. At Dynavore, that's D-I-N-E-V-O-R-E, and Dynavore is social restaurant recommendations, so it's a place that makes it easy to get restaurant recommendations from your friends or from professionals like Serious Eats or New York Times, New York Magazine, Village Voice, Daily Candy, etc.
Yeah, it's the hottest thing out there, really. I mean, I'm leaving all the rest of my little tip spots and I'm moving directly to, well, I've already started the move to Dynavore.
Awesome.
You guys, thank you. Trisha! I forgot you! Oh! How did I forget you? Papercut NY.
Yeah.
Give us the deets.
So, yeah, they went for last time. This is Trisha Okin, and I'm a designer for web and for mobile and branding. And I pretty much specialize in designing for people who are food-based, organic, sustainable, green people, anything that essentially makes you feel good. And my Twitter handle is papercutny. And I need to get on Dynavore because five people have been telling me this in the last 2 days. So I'm going to check out your site soon.
And you did recently, I don't know, the branding. I forget the name, the olive oil company.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Stony Brook Oils is actually one of my clients.
Yeah.
And they're an artisanal squash seed oil company actually based out of near Ithaca, New York.
Yeah.
And I did their, I'm doing their press kit right now, but I also did their HTML emails. And I did a couple of other digital work for them. And I don't know, do you want me to say the accolades for that?
No, sure, you want to say, because I'm like, the oil, I mean, Stony Brook oil or drizzling oil on top of anything is very romantic.
It's a wonderful, like, very vibrant oil, and it's so good. Our favorite thing to do with it is to drizzle it over popcorn along with olive oil. Wow. Other people drizzle it over ice cream as well, and we also put it on fish and things like that. It's so freaking good.
So, if you need your, you know, your life, your business, your blog branded, reach out to Trisha. Yeah, no doubt. I have to thank all of you guys for sharing Valentine's Day with moi and Jack and lightening up the studio. Thank you guys for coming by Hot Grease.
You gotta
come by again. Come by again. Listeners, thank you for listening to Hot Grease. You can join me every Monday at 3:30 live on HeritageRadioNetwork.com. Until then, always take the road less traveled.
Makes no difference what group I'm in.
Thanks for listening to this program on the Heritage Radio Network. You can find all of our archived programs on heritageradionetwork.com, as well as a schedule of upcoming live shows. You can also podcast all of our programs on iTunes by searching Heritage Radio Network in the iTunes Store. You can find us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter for up-to-date news and information. Thanks for listening.